Matthew chapter 14. We're going to read verses 22 through 33 if you just follow along as I read. Verse 22, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous and was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, please be with me as I preach this morning, as I share what you've laid on my heart for today. Lord, we ask that you'd be with us. Lord, help us to have a desire to walk closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As you see, the title of the message this morning is Think Outside of the Boat. Think Outside of the Boat. And obviously, a play on the statement, think outside of the box, you know. But we see here that in our story, Peter did just that. He was thinking outside of the boat. And the very familiar story, if you've gone through junior church or Sunday school, you've no doubt heard this story several times. And we're going to see a few things regarding Peter. And things that we can take and use in our life to have a closer walk with the Lord. On Wednesday nights, we've been talking about just that, practical things that we can take and use to walk, have a closer walk with the Lord. I mean, I'd have to think that just about everyone that's saved, that knows they're on their way to heaven, they're one of God's children, would say, you know, I want a closer walk with the Lord. You know, we would at least acknowledge that that's something that would be needed in our lives. You know, to what degree we would pursue that, you know, that might be another story. But the fact that we need to walk closer to Him, I think, you know, we would all agree on that. And we're going to see a few things regarding the idea of think outside the boat. Think outside the boat. We see first regarding Peter that Peter had a desire. Peter had a desire. In verse 28, as we just read, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. You know, he had a desire first to be close to Jesus. To be close to Jesus. You know, the 12, they were in the boat, but Peter said, you know, let me walk out there to you. You know, that being close to Jesus, that's not always easy. That takes some effort. That takes some doing. You know, it takes some effort. It's not always easy to take a stand for the Lord. You know, Sam was talking about different things this morning in Sunday school. It was the church and state thing like that, and we know that nowadays. You know, it's looking like, you know, the state's trying to inch its way in. It's not always easy to take a stand for the Lord. If we want to be close to Him. it's not always easy to do the right thing. You know, a lot of times, if we're not careful as Christians, we'll have that, we'll just go, the attitude of just go along to get along. You know, the idea is like, well, you know, that's just a small thing, and maybe I'll just, I'll go along with that. Just, you know, I don't want to cause waves. And then it gets, then the next thing, And the thing is, then you realize you're standing over here with the world, and you're getting farther and farther away from the Lord. It's not always easy to take a stand or to do the right thing. It's not always easy to be faithful. And we need, and you think, well, being faithful, oh yeah, you know, you need to be faithful to church, and we need to be faithful to our daily devotions, Bible reading and prayer, and that is true. We do need to be faithful to those things, but we need to be faithful to the things of the Lord every day of the week. Yes, those other things are important. We need to be faithful to do our to bring in God's word and to pray on a daily basis. But we need to have a desire to walk with Him, to be faithful to Him every step of the way. You know, we have that, Peter had that desire. And you know, everyone's interested in being part of the 5,000. Being fed is if you look back in verse 21 of this, right before the passage that we read, talking about the feeding of the 5,000. Everyone wants to be a part of that, but they won't want to be a part of singing in prison at midnight. If you think about it, you know, that's true. It's like, you don't want the blessings, but they don't want, the hard times. I wrote down, everyone wants to gather at his table, but few want to grow through his testing. You know, just like what would be, human nature. I want the good part. I want the easy. I want the fun part of whatever it is. But, you know, I don't want the hard part. And that's in anything. But he had a desire to be close to Jesus. Not only that, he had a desire. Secondly, he had a desire. We see that he had a desire not to be average. He didn't want to be average. Verse 29, he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. We see there that, as I mentioned, the disciples were all going through the same storm. They were all in the same boat, going through the same thing. But Peter, he didn't want to be average. And it brings us to the fact that when we're going through the storm, do we look to Jesus? Are we looking for him in the storm? You know, we go through the storm and we're trying to, just making our way through it, but are we turning to him? And we also need to remind ourselves when we're going through the storm, you know what? We're not the only one that's ever gone through this storm. We're not, whatever it is, maybe a sickness or a crisis. We need to remember, although it's hard and it may maybe tear at your heart, you're not the only one that's gone through this before. There's been others. And the fact that, misery loves company and, just suck it up. The idea that you know what, other people know what you're going through. They've been there before too. But the other disciples, they were all in the boat. They were with Peter. Peter was the only one that got out of the boat. You know, the average Christian, they just try to ride that storm out. Just try to, hunker down and we'll get through it. And they just focus on them. You know, how can I get myself, how can I get through this storm? How can I get my family through this storm, through this maybe a financial crisis or whatever it may be, sickness or whatever you may be facing. But Peter, he was looking to the Lord. He wanted to be closer to him. I find it unfortunate the fact that when many Christians go through those storms, They're not only are they not looking for the Lord, that's when they pull away from him. That's when they distance themselves from the Lord. A time where they could use some encouragement and from their Christian friends and encouragement from God's word, that's when they don't show up to church. You know, they'll make time for other things, but it's, you know, I'm just going through this. I need to deal with this on my own. And you know what? That's what the devil would have you to do. He had a desire to not be average. Not only that, he had a desire to do what seemed impossible. To do what seemed impossible. You're going to think, well, they're in a storm. They're in a boat in the storm. You know, that's a pretty bad place to be. But you know what? Then he's like, well, but he's in the boat in the storm. Now he's going to get out of the boat and walk on the water. Well, that seems impossible. But you know what? He had a desire to do what was impossible. What in our human mind, that can't be done. But he did it with Jesus' help. And the idea that as Christians, how many times, seemingly, it seems to be getting worse. This idea of, we as Christians, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. But far too many of us we're walking by sight and we call it faith. I've mentioned it before. I know people that, they say, well, I have faith, God can do it. If in their mind they can logically think it through how God could do it, well, I think God could do it. When there's a time where, they can't see through their mind, through their eye, how God could do it, you know, how they could logically work out the problem, well, then they're just a wreck. You know what? That's not faith. You know, that's not faith. I don't care if I'm the one that's doing it or you're the one that's doing it. You don't have faith he can do it. If you, the only way you can say, well, I have peace, I have faith that he can do it because I see a way out of this. I can see a way out of it. You know, we need to have faith that he can do it when we don't have a way, when we can't see a way out of it, when we don't know how he's going to work. You know, when he sees us through those problems and I didn't see any way through it, but I prayed about it and left it in his hands. And let me tell you how my Lord helped me. Let me tell you how he saw me through that problem. That's faith. And that's the kind of faith that will help encourage those around you. You know, if you tell the story, I just had faith that God was going to do this, and then, the money was going to show up here, or the help was going to show up here, or whatever. And you know what? Sure enough, God did it just the way I thought he could. You know what? That's not much faith. It's when you can't see a way out, and you still trust him. And you still turn him. You don't turn your back on him. You turn towards him, and you leave it in his hands. That's showing faith. He had a desire to do what seemed possible. And so we see Peter had a desire, but not only that, Peter had faith. Peter had faith. We see first faith that if the Lord said it, it was so. Verse 29, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He had faith that if the Lord said it, it was so. You know that, when we talk about childlike faith. That faith that, you know what, if my Heavenly Father says it, it's so. You know, like a little child. You know, if their parents, you know, they have faith in their father. You know, maybe, I don't know what it may be, like, go ahead and jump, I'll catch you. And, you know, sometimes that little child might be a little hesitant, but he'll still, finally jump. And hopefully the dad caught him. But that idea, just that childlike faith. You know, sometimes as God's children, we want to overthink things too much. You say, well, I know the Lord said it. And I know that there's a promise that He's left me in His Word. That He said this. But the thing is, you know what? Let me overthink it, because really what you're saying is, I don't really believe it. We'll word it all different ways to make us sound spiritual. But what we should say is, you know what? I don't have faith. I know all that God did. I've read his word, and I know how He's done all the miracles and how He's worked in all those different ways. But you know what? I'm smarter than that. I don't have faith that He can do it. But Peter had faith. Faith that if the Lord said it, it was so. But you know what? He had faith also that the Lord would see him through. He had faith that the Lord would see him through. If you step out by faith, God will see you through. If the Lord's leading you and you step out by faith and follow Him, you know what? He'll see you through it. But you know what? It's not always the answer in the way that we think, that we see. You know, it can be something totally different. And you know what? A lot of times in those ways, when we trust, we follow Him, the Holy Spirit leads us, and we follow Him, and we trust that it's His will, and we step out by faith. You know what? He'll lead us in ways that we never imagined. But you know what? Many times, if not all the time, it's ways that are far greater than we ever imagined. He had faith. Faith that if the Lord said it, it was so. Faith that the Lord would see him through. We need to have that faith also, that if the Lord leads us to do something, He'll see us through. He's not going to leave us hanging. He's not going to just, send us out to do something and then just sit back and I can't believe they did that. He's there to help us. He'll see us through. As they say, He's got your back, but He's also leading you too. We see He had faith. Not only that, we see Peter knew where to turn. Peter knew where to turn. As we read on verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. He knew where to turn. He knew where to turn when the storm became his main focus. He knew where to turn when the storm became his main focus. You know what? We in our Christian lives, we need to do the same thing. You know, we're going along and everything's going well and smooth sailing, as they say. And then the storm comes up. And if we're not careful, what do? We start focusing on that storm. We'll start focusing on the waves. But you know what? We need to remember as Christians where we need to turn. Oh, Satan, he'd have love nothing better for us to focus on the storm and become, just frozen with fear and stop what we're doing for the Lord. But he knew where to turn when the storm became his main focus. He turned to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. You know, and isn't that the case? When we might be following the Lord, but when that storm comes up and we take our eyes off the Lord, that storm seems a whole lot worse. That trial we're going through will start looking a whole lot worse, a whole lot bigger when we take our eyes off the Lord. We can go through the problem if we just focus on the Lord and trust Him and have faith that He'll see us through. Yes, the problem's there, but it doesn't seem quite as big. It doesn't seem near as big as when we just start focusing, looking around, and take our eyes off Him. You know, it was the same. That was the same storm that he started looking at as it was when he was in the boat. You know, he started walking towards the Lord, walking towards Jesus on the water. And you know what? And then he took his eyes off the Lord and started to sink. But he knew where to turn. He knew where to turn when the storm became his main focus. When his storm became his main focus, but also when he was sinking in despair, he knew where to turn. He depended totally on Jesus. When he was sinking in despair, he turned to Jesus. 1 Peter verse 5, chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. When we're sinking in despair, we need to depend totally on him. We need to turn to him. And when we're sinking, he's there for us. We need to cast all our care on him. Unfortunately, many, they'll turn to the Lord and they'll say, God, I need your help. I need you to do this, and I need you to take care of that and send help right here. But we need to turn to him once again and turn to him and let him have control. Once again, he'll work in ways that we never even imagined. We need to cast our care upon him. When Peter was sinking in despair, he knew where to turn. When we're sinking in despair, we need to follow Peter's example. We need to turn to him also. Oh yes, maybe that storm caught us off guard and we started focusing on it. And we started, start sinking. But we need to turn to him. And he'll be there for us. He had faith. But not only that, we need to remember the fact that Peter was the minority. Peter was the minority. If we remember, all the disciples were in the ship. But there was only one that was willing to step out. Only one that was, Peter was the only one that was out there walking on the water. And I think we've all probably heard a time or two somebody maybe teaching a lesson or preaching. They'll maybe kind of beat on Peter for, you know, it's like, well, why did, you know, I can't believe he turned from the Lord and focused on the storm and started sinking. You know, what was wrong? You know, what's wrong with him? But we need to remember, he was the only one out there. The rest of them, they were just in the ship watching what was going on. You know, as far as taking that stand and having faith, you know what? You're probably going to be the minority also. You know, at work, you're probably going to be the only one. If you're lucky, maybe you might have one or two other coworkers. You know what? Maybe even in your family. I have to say, there's probably not there's not one in this room that doesn't have maybe some extended family that don't share your beliefs, that don't share they might be saved, but they might not even share your same level of faith. Peter was the minority, but we need to remember the fact that, even though he was a minority, when he stepped out, the Lord was with him. You know what? Taking that stand is not always easy, but the Lord's with you. You know, being faithful, you know what, is not always easy, but he's there for you. And you know what else? It's worth it. It's totally worth it. It's not easy, and especially when you're going through those storms, but we need to turn to him. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And remember that he's there for us. He'll see us through. And that just because we might feel like we're the only one, we need to remember that he's there for you. He'll be there with you to see you through the storm, to give you the peace and the strength that you need to get through it. And the fact that we can, just like Peter, we can think outside of the boat. When the storm comes, don't just huddle and huddle up and just try to get through the storm yourself. We need to think outside of the boat. Look to Jesus, and then those storms draw closer to him.